Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We learned this morning many folks have had cheerleading accidents, including our own Nikki.
Yeah, it's one back handspring too many.
Yeah, you just kept going. It was like a cartoon. That, and we found out that many folks tell stories for way too long, including two people on this show. Now, the two people who talk too much and share too many details, it's not going to surprise you. But those two people are you playing me the... You're walking me off?
Land the plane.
Right, okay, fine. The train has a caboose. All that and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast. There are websites where you can hire people to come to events and they get paid like live extras.
I've always wanted to be a live plus one. Because
I don't think you're allowed to drink, though.
Oh, never mind.
You can negotiate.
Half of that is the event in the open bar. Come on.
My wife was a seat filler at the big Oprah finale at United Center way back when. Like, what is that, 15 years ago now or something like that? She got to sit in a chair and just fill a seat. And then somebody come over and be like, we need you at row 7, seat 4. And she'd go over there and fill a seat. Crazy.
And she dressed up, right? Like you had to dress the part.
Yeah, you had to dress nice. It was like central casting type thing. Interesting side hustles. We just learned that you can be paid to pick up poop in people's backyards, or you can be paid to sell your own poop, or sell your underpants, rent your baby gear, and stand in line for other people. These are some interesting and weird side hustles. So what do you do for a side hustle? What's up, Sean? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Sean, what's your side hustle?
My wife and I, we decorate halls for events like parties and dances and stuff like that. We sometimes do the school. I actually did it for one of your listeners a couple weeks ago. They had a birthday from leap year. He hired me to do his hall.
Oh, no way. How'd that party turn out?
Oh, man. I'm shocked that you guys didn't show up. A lot of your listeners were there. It was actually a really good party.
What?
Because we had talked about it because he called in. He was having his big birthday, his leap year birthday party. He was turning 9, I think, and had
it
the big party.
Yeah. He had a mariachi band. He had a live lobster tank. He had a ton of stuff over there.
Why, wait, hold on. Why was there a live lobster tank?
Well, they had a lobster tank that was numbered, and you go pick your lobster that you wanted for dinner.
Wow! Why didn't we go to this? Dang!
Yeah,
I was at home eating a Stouffer's.
Stuff, and they hired my wife and I to decorate the place, and there was a ton of decorations to be set up, and it was. We do stuff like that.
That's all. Well, shout out your business. What's the name of your business?
Sean and Tammy, we decorate.
Sean and Tammy with a T?
Yes, my wife's name is Tammy. Sean and Tammy, we decorate.
Sean and Tammy, we decorate.
That's it.
I like
simple.
That. Yep. All right, so watch out. So they're out there decorating. And now we go to Kim. Kim, good morning. How are you?
I am well. How are you guys?
We're doing very well. Now, where is your house? Like, what town do you live in?
All right. Well, this isn't fair. I live in Florida, and I listen to you guys every day.
Hey, are you in Florida right now?
I am.
What time is it there? I don't know what the time change. What time is it?
It's 7:50.
7:50. Okay, great. Got it. Well, hello. Good morning from Chicago. And what's the high today in Florida?
Oh, probably it's 65 right now, so probably in the 80s.
You know, Kim, we are out of time. Thank you for calling. No.
So
Kim,
sorry.
You have a side hustle. What's your side hustle that involves renting out your house?
Yes, so we rent out our house to companies so they could do photo shoots. And recently we had Chewy, the pet company, rent our house.
And they came in with a bunch of dogs and did a photo shoot in your house or just with one dog?
No, bunches of dogs throughout the day for 2 days. In fact, our own dogs are modeled for it as well.
Oh.
But right now, if you look at their flea and tick, campaign, you'll see our house in the background.
Hey,
oh my
that's
God.
Awesome. That's so cool. There are a lot of folks who rent their house out for like movies and TV here in Chicago with all the filming that they do. That's wild. All right, well, good for Kim. Oh, wait, can we talk to Kim really quick? Swan, can we talk to her one more time? Yell at him.
Hey.
Talk to her one more time? I didn't ask the very important question. Hang on a second. I didn't ask
He didn't take kindly to me yelling.
I guess not. Hi, Kim. I'm sorry. I put you on hold too soon. What does one get paid, if you don't mind, to rent their house out for a Chewy photo shoot? Ballpark it.
Yeah, so for the 2 days, it was
$5,000. Oh, I love that for you.
And did you have to vacate and go to like an Airbnb and get the heck out of there?
Yeah. I went to work all day.
Oh, so you didn't have to leave your house, I mean, for overnight. They came in, they did their business, they left, they came back, then they left.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So she made money twice.
Five
she went to work.
Grand. That's amazing.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Ah, yes, the old glory days of cheerleading. Nikki, the flippity-floppity cheerleader, the tumbler, backflip, handspring, backflip, 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 backflip. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, my God. Oh, no. It's all falling apart. She thought she had it. She did not.
Oh, she's on fire.
Oh, no. She caused a fire, I think. It's not so great. Poor Nikki. And you were like, I mean, you had him really hyped up, right? Now, at that point, prior to that fall,
did that change
everything for you?
I can't remember if it was the halftime show or if it was just on the sideline. Like, that's the part I can't remember. I just remember, like, being like, okay, I'm going to do a bunch of these. And you, like, go top speed into that round off. Backflip, skid on your butt.
And was this on, like, local CCTV? Like, were they watching it in the Chrysler factory or anything at the time?
Yes.
Like, oh, we got to watch the big... Got to watch the big game. And then, oh, no, look at this little cheerleader. She's good. Watch this, man. She'll go, oh, no.
Yeah, it was Avondale High School and Avondale Middle School. Yeah.
Through a wall? Well, you're not the only cheerleader who's had things go wrong. We're going to start here with Channy. Hi, Channy. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Love you guys.
Oh, love you right back. Now, you had a pretty big cheerleading mishap. What happened?
Oh, yes. So I was a base. And the flyer, right in the beginning of the stunt, big, huge halftime routine, and the flyer kicked out of the stunt and took out the other three bases. I caught her coming down with one hand, caught my ring finger, shattered out my hand and wrist, had to continue the rest of the routine with a broken, shattered hand and wrist.
Whoa.
And I was a base.
Now, so you were holding other people. Now, a base, for those not in the know, you're at the bottom and you are literally the base of the operation. You're holding the people above you up.
Correct.
Okay. And so you then had to continue the rest of the performance holding people up on a shattered wrist.
Yep. It was a fun time.
This sounds horrible. And then,
as a pro,
well,
she finished it.
Yeah. I didn't realize it was broken at the time because your adrenaline is pumping. And I honestly thought I just jammed my finger. I didn't realize it was broken and shattered.
Shattered.
And so I went and got, I was like, went to my dad and I was like, I think I shattered I jammed my finger really bad. And he's like, okay, let's tape it. Let's just, tape it and keep going. Because that's what we did.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I know.
So do you have like, do you have screws in there now?
In three places and shattered. I'm so sorry.
Do you have screws in there now?
No.
Okay.
It healed, thankfully.
Okay, good. Wow. Shattered wrist and hand. Hi, Kathy. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I listen to you guys every morning.
Oh, thanks, Kathy. Now, one thumb up for this story. What happened during the cheerleading routine?
Well, we were getting ready to perform. It was right before we were going on for halftime for a senior year high school game. And some of the girls were practicing their kicks. And I was walking by to make sure that they were... their legs were high enough, and one of the girls, I got too close, and she kicked my thumb.
Oh.
And I didn't know it was broken at the time, but I went to perform anyway. It was hurting. It was the last game of the year. And dropped my pom-pom during the halftime routine, but found out it was broken a couple days later.
Wow. Mm.
Look at these cheerleaders working through injuries here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Tough.
Come on. We think these football players are still... Let's go.
Seriously.
She rates that movie one thumb up. Come on. Hi, Gina. Good morning. Uh-oh. Gina, can you turn the radio down in 8 seconds?
I will.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
That's okay. Hi, welcome to the show, Gina. What happened on your daughter's cheerleading squad?
So the base went up in the air, and she came down, and she puked all over the bases, everywhere.
Hey.
And then everybody else started puking. Just like all the girls, because it was in their hair.
Oh my gosh.
You had a real life Barfarama.
Oh, it really happened. Just everywhere.
Horrible.
And then you got to, we got to wrap this up, guys. Get out of here. Oh, geez.
Oh my gosh.
And finally, hi, Missy. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
So, Missy, what was the cheerleading mishap?
Okay, so we were getting ready to perform in front of judges. So we're putting Icy Hot on our hamstrings and stretching and kept doing that while I went to go to the splits. Oh. And I hear my hamstring just pop and roll down my leg. And I stay in the splits with my big smile.
Oh, golly.
Tried to finish the rest of the performance and like hobbled off.
Oh, man. You got to be careful with the hamstrings. You want to make sure you stretch them, you know. And then you guys were trying. So was it like a kick and you felt it pop, or did you just run out there and it popped?
No, well, I was in the splits.
The splits. Oh, yeah. The splits, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Splits will do that.
I was very focused on the prize we're going to give you because you're going to see a lot of splits and hopefully some well-toned hamstrings, Missy. When you see the Chippendales live, let's go!
Right? I love this prize, and
you
I
want
love
icy
it
hot?
For you.
They're only hot. There's no ice in the room. My goodness.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Allowance. They think we're a bank, Andy. That's what my mom used to say. We did get a text in reference to Larsa Pippen giving her daughter, 15 years old, $2,500 a month. That was my take-home pay for my last teaching job, says a 708. That roughly equates to $30,000 a year pre-tax.
Mm-hmm.
If you were getting $2,500 a month. That was my first full-time job. That was it.
Yeah.
So that's an insane allowance. That's crazy. $83 a day. I hear that they live in L.A. I hear that they are rich. I hear that they have a ton of money.
Yeah.
But for a 15-year-old to just have access to that kind of money to spend freewheeling, for me, that's a little wild.
Mm-hmm. You're sounding like Karen right there.
I have kids, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, now, wait a second. This money ain't on it. What are you spending it on? You got to respect the dollar a little bit. Hang on. Now, Nikki gives her son $400 a day. No. 15 a week. 15 bucks a week. 15 bucks a week. You know, in a work week, he's getting $3 a day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. 15 a week. And he could save it if he wants to. He won't. But he could. But he can spend that on, like, pizza with his buddies or if he's going to go see a movie or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that doesn't include, like, his venture card if he needs to take the bus to school
No,
okay, got
this
it.
Is all just fun money.
Okay, but he has to earn it. He's taking out the garbage. He's taking out the recycling. He's clearing the table. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's shutting up. Would you just be quiet? No, I'm kidding. Hi, Kristen. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing very well. You have two kids, Kristen. How old are they?
They are 12 and 13.
Okay, great. 12 and 13. And how much do you give them in an allowance?
Oh, my goodness. So I was thinking I'm glad they don't listen to the radio. it's $5 a week.
Okay, $5 a week for a 12 and a 13-year-old. They're not in high school or anything.
They do their chores.
Okay, and what are the chores that you generally have them doing?
Well, they, you know, have to clean up the table after dinner. Mm-hmm. Empty the dishwasher, you know, the garbage cans around the house. They fold their laundry, keep their rooms clean.
Oh, okay.
As I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh my goodness, maybe.
Should I pay them more?
They deserve a raise.
Shouldn't they get a raise? Bump that up.
I love this, though.
Now, what do they generally spend the money on? Now, you have a 13-year-old and a 12-year-old. And I found growing up, I have a brother and a sister. We had savers among us, and we had spenders among us. Do you have a saver and a spender, or are they both the same?
I would say my son's the saver. He also has his own business in the neighborhood. Speaking of poop, he's a poop scooper.
Hey, does he have a cool business name?
It's Josh's Poop Scoop Service.
I love that.
So he has two regular customers.
And he won't Josh you around.
He makes money his own way.
Very nice.
But he hoards his money. He's good about saving his money. His sister, she likes to buy things.
Yeah, she likes to buy a lot of things.
And to make up. I'm glad they don't listen to the radio, because otherwise I think they'd be moving into Nikki's house for the $15.
Yeah, right.
I tried the laundry thing, and it just backfired, so I took it back on myself. Right. I was like, you do your own, and then he's like, I have no pants or clothes. And I was like, okay, well, here we go.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Telling a story, and it starts to go on and on and on. It's a little too many details. I didn't need to know what direction the wind was out of that day.
Yeah, what color shirt were you wearing?
The barometric. Oh, it was a light blue shirt. Okay. So I'm in the car with the kids. We go to get the donut. And here's the thing about this place. I'd never been to this place before. I didn't know you weren't allowed to pick the six donuts. They were just going to give you the six donuts. They were just going to
start the music. There we go.
Wait,
there we go.
No. I haven't gotten to the best part yet. No, come on. No, I'll tell you the best part. Okay, so my daughter was in the back. Now, she had on a princess dress because later that day we were going to go to a princess show.
Of course.
And she wanted, so then I was worried she was going to get frosting on the thing. So I was like, no, maybe we should just go. Hang on a second.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A woman on TikTok will play walk-off music to shut her husband up, just like they do at the Oscars. Hi, Heather. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
What happens, Heather, when somebody is going too long on a story?
I will look at them and I simply say, and later that same day.
That's nice.
Like old 90s TV, yes. Like a jump cut. Yep. I like that. Yes. Later. Now, how do they generally react? Do they laugh and go, okay, yeah, you're right? Or do they get offended?
I have one girlfriend in particular that just doesn't get it. She just kind of looks at me like, I don't know what you mean.
And then continues on.
Can't yes, exactly.
And then exactly. She goes, I lost my place. Now, hang on. Let me start over.
No,
okay,
no!
So it was 1983.
That's the worst.
I'm like, what? Was it 1982? It was 1991. It was 91 because I was wearing, JNCO jeans? And oh my God, we don't care. Hi, Stephanie. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Does your husband do this to you?
Yeah, so okay. I'm the long storyteller, and he'll just start snoring.
Yeah, great story.
Now, do you get mad, or are you just like, okay, I should wrap it up?
I mean, sometimes I get a little upset because I think the details are important.
Sure.
Of course you do, Stephanie. I bet you do. Great. Now, Stephanie, when you guys got married, were your vows really long?
No.
You were going on and on, and he was like, oh, my God, can we just say I do get to the honeymoon? Holy cow. And is this going on in your whole relationship, Stephanie?
Yes, he actually learned it from my mom.
You know what you got to do is just start snoring, and she'll shut right up. That's all you got to do. Oh, thanks, Mom. All right, so there you go. There it is. And then finally, we have Alyssa. Hi, Alyssa. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing very well. Now, is this with one particular person in your life who tells stories very long?
Yeah, it's my husband.
Okay, great. Now, Stephanie's husband starts snoring, but your husband, when he's going on and on, what do?
I say mattress.
You just shout the word mattress?
Yes.
Why?
So we've been together for a really long time, so we went to college together. And he was asking to move a mattress. So every time he tells a long story, I refer back to the longest story in history, which is just ask if you can move the mattress.
So it's your code. Word.
Yep. And now it's finally just down to you just shout mattress.
Mattress, yes.
Okay, I like that. Because you got to get it. You got to get ready to move it.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2.
Sound check. This is Nikki's sound check on The Morning Mix.
The Oscars, of course, huge last night and very musically involved and fun. But let's start with Saturday Night Live. So Ariana Grande was the musical guest. She just released her album, Eternal Sunshine, performed a couple of songs, We Can't Be Friends, which we played on Friday. We debuted that here on Soundcheck. And then Imperfect for You is another song she did. But I think what really stole the show was in the middle of the episode, she was in a skit with Bowen Yang, and it was supposed to be a documentary of, like, all the songs that didn't make Moulin Rouge. So they were kind of doing a whole thing about the Oscars, and they're like, this won the Oscar, and then there's, like, a famous scene where they do all these covers, you know, right. Nicole Kidman does them. And so Ariana Grande and Bowen Yang kind of recreated, and they were like, and it was hosted by Ken Burnt. That was his name, Ken Burnt. And this is all the stuff that didn't make it in case they couldn't get the licensing. So there's three different segments of this, and every single one includes Happy Birthday because they knew that was the only one that they would get licensing to. But it's cute. It's just a funny little thing,
that.
And they're just doing all these really, really tight little snippets, and they end up making each other laugh, which is, it's always, I love when they break.
Bowen's got the voice, man.
Yeah, I didn't know he could sing. No joke. Can, and she was really, it was fun to see her because I always feel like she's really uptight and everything, and she was really fun, you know.
Tight like her hair.
It's got to hurt that ponytail after a while. All right, so Billie Eilish, of course, winning last night. She won for What Was I Made For? But this is her second win. Violetta mentioned this very early this morning, that she is the youngest person to win two Oscars at her
age.
Because she won earlier for No Time to Die in 2022.
Which is funny, because she has plenty of it, because she's so young.
She does. I mean, plenty of time. Wow.
And her brother kind of won both times, right?
Or yeah, I don't know if he helped her on the first one.
I don't know if he helped on the first one. Okay. Definitely on this one.
Yeah.
Yep. So, but congrats to her. Very cool. And I love that we're playing it. It's fun to have an Oscar-winning song here on the mix. And then this one we did play a little bit of, but I want to play it again because it was so great last night. If you saw any of the Oscars, Ryan Gosling, I mean, the fact that he went from like being in the crowd as a presenter and then went to do the song, like he wore every single hat last night. It was really great.
Literally, many hats.
He did. Physical hats on his head. And Mark Ronson, who was on, played guitar with him on that, who wrote the Barbie soundtrack, he was saying this song was almost cut. Because when they first did it, he said the song was not working. He panicked. The humor wasn't translating, and Greta had to fight the studio to keep the song
in.
So then once she fought and got it in, they were like, we're going to make this work. And then there was a really big swing, and it did. And I think the song is so memorable, and this performance, I think, will definitely be memorable. So this is the actual performance from the Oscars last night with Ryan Gosling and some friends with I'm Just Ken.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
Last night, the glitzy Oscars were happening, and some of you watched it.
I did not.
I like to watch the highlights online. One of the trending headlines right now, Vanessa Hutchins makes glamorous pregnancy debut at the Oscars. So she married Major League Baseball outfielder Cole Tucker in December.
Right.
They were in their wedding in Tulum, Mexico, obviously. And at her bachelorette party for that wedding, there were speculations online that she was with child. People had guessed that. I think pregnancy rumors online are super annoying until the parents actually want to come out and officially say it. So last night was the night. She looked gorgeous, black dress, cradling the baby bump the whole night. And congratulations to them.
Look at that.
It's their first child together. And I think both of their first child in general.
Right? That's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. Mm-hmm. So congrats to them. Next up, over the weekend, you might have had people over at your house. And there's some trending audio warning people to not be the difficult guest that asked for something that's absolutely ridiculous.
Can I get you guys something to drink? I'll have a water when you get a second. Dalton, did you want a water or anything? I'll do a root beer float. You can't just go to someone's house and ask them to make you a root beer float. Oh, okay, it's fine. Do you have ice? Yeah, I have ice. I'll do a snow cone then. He's not gonna make you a snow cone. I don't know. I have a snow cone machine at my house. I have like 27 a day.
Yes.
You have 27 snow cones a day? What did you get? Water! Okay, I'm just going to go home and get my snow cone machine.
So, that's how that ends. But I feel like we've all had that guest that's like, can you not see the kitchen's basically on fire and
come
you on. Just ask for a root beer float?
Come on.
Side note, that guy is great. It's just that one guy, and he does all the different sides of the conversation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know his name, but I see his stuff all the time.
And what they do with a lot of his stuff is put it to dogs. So anyone that has a dog will take that trending audio and then just have like their crazy dog be the wilder one, and then their dog just sitting there staring at the camera be like the more calm person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's biggest trending video I ever saw was he makes a sandwich for himself, but it's for his buddy. So he walks up to his friend and he's like, hey, man, I made you this. He's like, you made me a sandwich? Yeah, man, I made you a sandwich. I love you. I love you.
And he's both of the people?
Yeah, he's always, always him. Yeah.
Interesting. Very interesting. Don't be difficult when you go to someone's house. Point of the story. And the palace is apologizing after releasing a picture of Kate Middleton on British Mother's Day, which was yesterday. So it was a picture of her and her three kids. There were certain sections of it that looked very edited and pieced together. Kate Middleton has not been in the public eye for over 2 months after abdominal surgery. So this was in an effort to be like, hey, she's okay. Here's a picture of her with her kids, which made people even more uneasy because they're like, this doesn't even look like a real picture. Now we're even more concerned about where she is, how she's doing, and how it's all, how she's healing. She apologized. The palace apologized. Picture was taken down, and that's the royal family.
So weird.
It's so weird.
Unbelievably
so
weird.
It makes your stomach hurt, doesn't it?
I guess so. Not like hers did, but yeah.
And that's your flash briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast.